92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
There will be a wedding this year, and it's probably not one you were expecting. It's the wedding of Mr. Potato Head and Mr. Potato Head, his partner of many years. And the Hasbro company is having a grand celebration with lots of other spuds on the menu. What's really happening is that, well, this is another change of branding, similar to how last year people killed Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben's. Hasbro has conceded to pressure, and they are dropping Mr. from the name to break away from traditional gender norms. These days, a growing number of people refuse to identify as male or female, and the suits at Hasbro feel that when it comes to creating Potato Head families, this move makes a lot of sense. So starting in the fall, kids will have what they're calling a blank slate to create same-sex families or single-parent families. And to be honest, it's kind of a bold statement on the state of our country in the 21st century. Hasbro introduced us to Mr. Potato Head back in 1952 for the delightful price of 98 cents, which would be about 10 cents in today's currency. But at the time, it only included the outfit and body pieces. You had to supply your own potato. But I have to ask the question, was this really a problem that needed to be addressed in our country? In fact, I'm kind of surprised they're even still calling it Potato Head, because somebody out there's got to have their panties in a bunch over that. And now that the social radicals have dealt with Uncle Ben's, Aunt Jemima, and Mr. Potato Head, you know what's coming? Mr. Coffee's next. I don't know what they're going to call it, just coffee? That doesn't work. At least a generic Potato Head still makes sense. And when they're done messing with Mr. Coffee, they're going to be targeting Manwich. Yep, they're going to be making that gender-neutral meat sauce. It's also stupid.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.